Okay, Basi Lagani Tovshim Membeis. We're still in the middle of the first paragraph. So in these books, we're closer to the bottom of the first page, which is Chav Dalid. Two lines in the end of the page. Okay, the Rebbe is explaining, he brings down what the Friedrich Rebbe says in the Maimer, that Hashem Basi Lagani means Lugnuni, from the Medrash. I came back to my dwelling place, where I was. Wow, it's dripping here. where I was to begin with, Hashem Shechina was down here. The seven Avedis made the Shechina leave. The seven Tzadikim came back and brought it back. That's what Tzadikim do. V'amichum Tzadikim. V'yishkinu lo ad aleho, to reveal the level of Sheikhin Ad, the infinite level of Hashem, all the way down here. In a way that is called istalik, which means it's higher than world. It's not a revelation that normally could come into the world. It's a revelation above world. So he says, and that's why his stalkus of a tzaddik is also called histalik, because not, God forbid, it leaves, but on the contrary, it's a greater revelation than it was before. It's explained at the beginning of the Basilaganish, Zel fi shagili vashro bi efen shayna mitzum to mamugbol umadu bekelim. Says, why is it called histalik? Because it's a level of alokus, which is not limited within the restrictions of vessels, meaning of limitation. It's the infinite revelation of Hashem to such an extent that kulo almin, all the worlds are equal, meaning the highest world of Atzilus and the lowest world of Asiya are so equal by it because it's so infinite. Therefore, it's called the name Istalek, because of the greatness that's in it. But in order to keep this revelation... Okay, so by Matan Torah, Basi Lagani, I've come back to my garden, Matan Torah. The point is, by Matan Torah, this level of Elokus became revealed again down here. But in order to keep it down here, that it should stay into physical world, in came the mitzvah right after Matan Torah of building the Mishkan, Shaleichem Yud Gimel Tezvav, the different opinions, 13 things, 15 things, Dvarim Gashmi Me'elim Azat Tach, to take 15 things from this low physical world, Ve'esim Me'ham Migdosh, and you make a Migdosh from them, Sha'olav Ne'meh V'Shachanti, that I will be dressed in them, Mishkan Dekri Migdosh, U'Migdosh Dekri Mishkan, because the base of Migdosh is called Mishkan, Mishkan is called base of Migdosh, Ha'idei Zeh Sha'akadosh Baruch Hu Sheichem B'Seichem, B'Seich Kol Echad Ve'Echad, like he says in the Maimon, that it doesn't say V'Shachanti B'Seichoi, in its midst, V'Shachanti B'Seichom, which means in the midst of every single Yid, which means that every single Yid may create a Mishkan within them. And then, now you day zeh, Shakadish Baruch Hu Sheichem B'Seichem, B'Seich Kol Echad Ve'Echad, that Hashem rests where? Believe B'Shal Kol Echad Ve'Echem Yisrael, in the heart of every single Jew, all of Nemar. That's what it says in the Pasuk. Kol Nadiv Libay Yeviyeho, any person who's generous in the heart should bring Yud Gimel Dvarim Shemehem Nasa Mishkan. Okay, so the Rebbe is adding to this point, that where is this revelation? In the heart of the Jew. And therefore it says, Kol Nadiv Libay, whoever's heart is generous, would bring the things to the Mishkan. As we mentioned many times, it's the first and last time in history that they made a fundraiser, and they had so much money that they told the people, stop giving already, we have too much money. First and last time in history. Okay, base. So bottom line is that the purpose of the Mishkan is to take the physical world and make Hashem rest within each individual person in the physical world through the creation of the Mishkan. Vinei Iker HaMishkan, the primary structure of the Mishkan was the Kedoshim, the boards. The main edifice of the Mishkan with boards. Like it says, Vasis HaKedoshim LaMishkan Atzi Shita Meimdim. make for me, make the boards for the Mishkan from Atzei Shittim Emdim, from the acacia, cedar wood, whatever you find it. The Rebbe explains, Sha'atzei Shittim also comes from the word of Shtus. Shittim means acacia wood. Shittim is the root word of Shtus. Meaning, and it says, interesting, when it says by Yibilam over there, Vayeshiv Yisrael b'shitim, and they started fooling around with the Moab girls with the Pinchas story. So it says, Ramban I think says, but the Mepharshim say, why is it called shitim? Because the Jews started doing shtusim there. They started becoming corrupt. So it says, Umavur b'zashati tzitim lashon shtus. Shizel omer azal, this is what the Gemara says, Ein adam eved aveda elam ke nichnes beiruach shtus. Gemara says in Shabbos, the only reason a person sins is because a foolish spirit enters the person's mind. What's called in modern day language, temporary insanity. Kilul is without it, without this ruach shtus, this foolish spirit within them, i.e. the Yetzahara, hari kol echad v'mi Yisrael, l'shaych lasis chas sholem eine in sheine k'retzein abeiri. It's really impossible for any Jew, by nature, to go against what Hashem wants. Like the Rambam says, it's only the Yetzahara. B'losh and Azayah, nefesh ki sechto tvor. At the beginning of Ayikra, when the Torah starts speaking about sin offerings, so the Torah says the pasuk nefesh ki sechto, if a soul will sin, you have to bring a korban. So the Zayah says, it's not a statement, it's a question. Nefesh ki sechto. How is it possible that a nefesh could sin? That means by nature, a Jew cannot sin. It's impossible for a Jew to sin. The only reason a Jew sins is what's called temporary insanity, the ruach shtus that comes to the person. Haino shafilu inyan shel shegeg, techta bilvad, even accidental sins are not shaykh for a Jew to do. Hine kivin shlo yu'una letzadik kol oven. The Gemara says, the pasuk says, Hashem doesn't make to a tzaddik any sin. This awakens a wonder. How is it possible that a person sins? And what's the answer? It's the ruach shtus. Shtus in shitim loshin shtus kosher im shekher ha'olam. How can a person go against the way of Hashem, who's MS? When you do MS, you can't go against MS. The only reason you can go against MS is because you do Sheker. So in other words, the Shtus of the world is synonymous with the Sheker of the world. That's the whole point. Because Hashem is MS, you go against Hashem, it's the Sheker. He says, Hari afo pi shemes havai le'elam. Even though the pasuk says the emes of Hashem is forever, that level of the impossibility for a Jew to sin, and that Hashem's godliness is prevailing, is in a way of concealment, and that's the shtus. The shtus conceals the truth. The shtus of the Yetzer Hara to cause a person to sin, that's why the Yetzer Hara is called in the Gemara Melech Zakin Uchsil. It's a fool. It's a shaita. It's mentally disabled because it causes a person to go against reality, against the truth. And even an accidental sin, Chassidus explains, why is it that an accidental sin? I didn't even know I committed a sin. After being a sin offering, a guy by accident kills somebody, God forbid. His best friend, he has to run to a city of refuge until the Kohen Gadol dies. What did he do? He fell off a ladder. I mean, how is it possible? Why does Shoigig need kapara? I understand, I do an intentional sin. I'm intentionally sinning. By mistake, I happened to sin. I mean, I know what I was doing, but I didn't mean to do it. So the answer is, like the Gemara, the Chassidus explains it. The Gemara says, an animal also cannot throw itself into a fire. An animal that throws itself into a fire is a crazy animal. Especially crazy. The fact that Hashem allowed a person to sin accidentally shows that the person has a connection to that particular sin. Because if the person would have no connection whatsoever, impossibility, to sin, to that sin, Hashem would never allow him to sin. So to put it into a very open, massive way, the fact that somebody, God forbid, killed somebody accidentally, the fact that that happened, meaning somebody died through person A, Reuven killed Shimon, the fact that Shimon died through Reuven, whether it was accidental or not, shows that Reuven in some way has a connection to killing. It might be temper, it might be haughtiness, there's a lot of, things. But if not, the person wouldn't, God forbid, Hashem wouldn't allow him to come to do an Aveda. So even the Shtusi says, the Zohar says, Nefesh Kisachta, how is it possible even an accidental sin? Because that's the Pasuk over there in Vayikra, talking about Karm Chatas, accidental sin. The Zohar says, it's impossible by nature for a person to sin. Even accidental sin comes from the Rosh Shtus. And that's why you need to do tshuva for an accidental sin. So he says, and you need to meditate with your seichel, chochem bin and das, k'meisha kolzu, like the Rambam writes, eichu derech, la'avosiv v'yirotzi. How do you come, the Rambam writes in Huchas to say that Torah, how do you come to love and fear Hashem, b'shoshi yizbein in odem b'maisiv, when a person meditates into his actions, v'yir emeim chochem osi, and he sees with his chochem aleid Hashem, to know Hashem, levatol etzehelem v'hester, to remove the concealment of godliness, or legalis mizes emes, to reveal the truth. So in other words, the Alter Rebbe is explaining, you have to make a mishkan within ourselves. A mishkan is a dwelling place for Hashem. If, God forbid, you're sinning, you can't have a dwelling place for Hashem. So therefore, where do sins come from? From the Ruach Shus, from the Sheker. Therefore, he says, that's why the boards of the mishkan were called Krashim, Atzei Shittim. What does Atzei Shittim mean? Shalek chimes ashtus to lo'um ezeh. You take the foolishness of the world, Hakashirim shaka ha'elam, which is connected to the falseness of the world, contrary to emes Hashem le'elam, the emes of Hashem, ve'eisim yem kroshim la'mishkan. You make boards for the mishkan, ve'efin the kroshim eindim. Okay, so he says like this. The Rebbe is saying it b'kitzer because he basically goes b'kitzer, then he goes to the chapter of that year. The Rebbe is saying that the word kesher, the board of the mishkan, is the same letters as the word sheker. So what's the inyan of a mishkan? Taking sheker of the world, falseness of the world, and making it into a krashim, the board of the mishkan. Not only that, what do? You take shtus, shittim, shtus of the world, and you make it shtus of Kedusha. Foolishness of Kedusha. He doesn't quote it, but the Gemara says that the rabbi that would dance crazily at weddings, and they would make fun of him, and then when he died, this column of fire came down, and they said the shtus that he did helped him. In other words, to combat, this is what the Rebbe explains in the Maimon, or the Maimonim, to combat shtus of evil, you need shtus of Kedusha. Why? Because if it's bent all the way to the left, and you want to get back, you have to bend it all the way to the right. That's why, by the way, all the things, but the initiatives of the Rebbe were all issues of shtus of Kedusha. Because there's such a darkness before Mashiach of shtus of evil, sheker of evil, shtus of evil, you need to combat it okay. So you need to transform the foolishness of Kedusha. So the Great said, all the Rebbe's Miftah. I'm giving you an example. to go out in the street and ask somebody to put on tefillin is not normal kedusha. It's not. It was never done in history. People came to shul, they daven. To go out to the street and tell them to this and that, it's not a normal thing. It's shtus of kedusha. But that's the only way you can combat. So what's the whole aved of the Mishkan? Taking shtus of kedusha, shitim, take kadesh, which is the letter sheket of the world, and transform it into shtus of kedusha. And that's how a person makes it within themselves. And that's what it says, kitzu b'medrash, shekroshim eimdim. When it says, take the kroshim atzi shitim eimdim, they should be standing upward, is similar, the medrash says, to the pasuk that says, srafim eimdim mimali. The srafim stand above the ifanim. Not only do we become like the malachim, not only do we become like the angels, but we become even goers amongst the standers. In other words, aimdim is the malachim that are standing. But here the Rebbe says, not only do you become like the aimdim, but the Medrash says, you become even mahalchim, you become goers, much infinitely greater than a malach. The kiv and shenasa zeh. I de aveda sa'odam. Vasisa. Shapel his hapcha chashechel and nehero mirir lemiska. That you transform darkness to light and bitterness to sweetness. Haidei zeh be'efen shalei sofa. It's a way of adding on to the world. Vasisa shalei be'erechu be'en arech. It's infinite accomplishment. That you create a level of Shechina in a way of istalik, you call it the Kodesh Brichu, in a way which is infinite. So the Rebbe has explained, this is all in the earlier chapters of Basi Lagani, just saying it and building up to the come to the point of this year's Perek. So he says, this is a level of Elokus which is done through the Avodah of a Jew. By breaking evil and transforming evil, which is also not normal, because darkness is supposed to be darkness. And you must make darkness into light, and bitterness is supposed to be bitterness. You make bitterness into sweet. So then you're transforming that level of klipa to kedusha. Therefore, it says in the Medrash, Gani is Gnuni. When it says Hashem rests in the world, it means Hashem's essence rests. In other words, Dira b'tachtonim means Hashem's home. Why does it use the expression home? Dira means a dwelling place, home. It's not a field, it's not whatever. It's your home. Because in the home, the learned many times, in the home, the person is the way they really are. In the street, they have to act accordingly, eat accordingly, dress accordingly, behave accordingly. At home, especially when nobody's watching, you can do whatever you want. And when you speak that the Eibishter should have, Hashem should have a dira b'tachtonim, it means that the essence of Hashem should be revealed as he is in his essence, down here. How can that be? When a person transforms shtus of evil to shtus of kedusha and falls in sheket of the world to kadesh of the Mishkan, that creates the essence of Hashem is coming into the world. And because the person is the one that makes that happen, the Rebbe says in Basi Lagani, so therefore, we get the main part of it because we're accomplishing it. And like he said, Ublashin Akosim, Sha'av Shashmaim Shmei Shmaim Loyikalkulucha, Hini Avka Abayitza. The Pasuk in Lachim says, when the Beis HaMikdash was finished, the simple meaning of the Pasuk says like this Shlem HaMelech said to Hashem, I don't understand. Hashemayim Shmei Shmaim, the heavens and everything, that means the mass, vast universe, lo yikalkulucha, cannot handle you, so to speak, cannot support you. Cannot sustain you. Va'afki abayis hazeh, and this building could, So here the Rebbe is explaining, Shlomo Melech is saying a statement, not a question. The heavens and everything in it cannot sustain Hashem. Afki Abai says that, but this house could. Why? Why? Because when a person down here breaks evil and transforms shtus, which doesn't exist up there. In Gan Eden, there is no shtus and there's no sheker. So therefore, there's no way a Jew can transform evil to Kedusha. But dafke down here, so afki Abai says that, this place, which is dira b'tachtainim, that a Jew takes the physical world and makes it a dira b'tachtainim, that's the revelation of the essence.
Shadavka,
God, the essence of Hashem, essence. Shadavka b'bayi says that nasav shuchanti b'seichem, heichel beginning the way it is in every the heart of every single Jew, because I've explained before. Shuchanti b'seichem b'seichol echad ve'echad, meaning the first you have to build your personal mishkan, kon nediv libe, which means your heart has to be the dwelling place for Hashem. What do you mean dwelling? You have to feel, not only understand God. That's seichel. What's the advantage of the heart? I can understand right and wrong. But if I don't feel right and wrong, I'm still going to do wrong. So what's the inyan of the Mishkan b'seichel lechad v'echad in the heart of each individual Jew? Meaning that you actually feel the level of Elokus. Which level of Elokus? The level of Istalkus, the level of the essence of Hashem, which is infinitely greater than world. And then, through the personal Mishkan that every Jew builds, you're able to create the big Mishkan. In the Mishkan, which is called Migdash. And told Migdash Kipshuti, simply the physical base of Migdash, but the base of Migdash Ashlishi. Okay, so he says, what's the ultimate? The ultimate is transforming shtus to kedusha. That's the creation of the Mishkan. No, the shtus is. Don't you have to look for the shtus? Shtus is all over us, world. It's all over. You don't have to look for it. It's there. You have to look for the light. Darkness is there. You have to seek the light. Really, that you don't have to look for the shtus. Go outside, the shtus, inside, outside. Okay, let's just start this. V'inei, kedei, lahapech ha-shtus. He's moving on in the Maimon. To transform the shtus of Elam Azel, the shtus of Kedusha, which is infinite, v'las is mishaker Elam Kroshim Eindim. To make from the fullness of the world the boards, v'kedei, l'natze, yesh tzedach v'inyin shel Muhammad. You need a battle. In order to transform evil to good, you need to battle. Which is, in order to be victorious in battle, you have to awaken the etzema nefesh, the essence of the soul. Okay, this we're going to learn more tomorrow, what the Rebbe is leading to. The point is that, what's like we said, that Yaakov Avinu said to Yisrael, "Shelakachti miyad ha'emedi, what I captured from the emedi, b'charbi b'kagmi, in my sword and my bow and arrow." And Chassidus explains, emedi is the same letters as Ramai, swindler, liar, sheker. How do you conquer this sheker? So Targum says, "And b'charbi b'kashti," simply means my sword and my bow and arrow. He says, with Bousi Vitsalusi, basically with my davening. That's what the Targum says. Targum Unkla says that meaning that the concept of davening is the battle to refine the Yetzirah. So there's actually a battle. Davening is a battle. Torah learning is not a battle. You bring Torah into yourself, you're not fighting anybody. Davening is direct combat with the HR, okay, to be continued. So why isn't this working? Battery level low.